Welcome to Tune In, Discovering Your Authentic Self. My heartbeat is to connect with others and learn what they are thinking and feeling so I can empower them to find the answers within. We each have the answers inside us, but in order to access all the possibilities, we need to understand the truth of what is really going on inside, instead of choosing habits that shove down our feelings and continue to mask the pain and discomfort. We can rewire these faulty patterns we develop to avoid, but only when we become more aware and admit it to ourselves. We all have a story to tell, and the better we understand ourselves and how we think and feel, we can then make choices that are in alignment with our goals and values and who we want to be in this life. Join me on this Tune In journey. Welcome to Tune In, Discovering Your Authentic Self. Today is the last in the Attachment Style series. This is number 4, and we are going to talk about secure attachment, which we are all striving to have in our life, to be more securely attached in all of our relationships and to ourselves. So some common characteristics that we can find in someone that is securely attached is they are emotionally regulated, not so much the volatility of up and down roller coaster. They're more balanced. They're really good at setting boundaries. They're very clear on their needs and be able to state them and receive them. They don't mind conflict, and then they don't really end up in unnecessary conflict. They can focus better. They're good at speaking up for themselves and asking for an opportunity. They're good with working with others, very strong communicators, and they can hear and understand multiple people's perspectives. They're not quick to get involved in drama. So if they notice it, they can stay away from it. They feel worthy of asking for their needs and sharing their opinion. They're naturally more comfortable sharing feelings and opinions with others. They're active listeners, less likely to take things personally. They are trusting, stable, and honest. So their emotional patterns and core wounds don't really follow a specific pattern. So they tend to be more optimistic, calm, open, joyful, and present due to less trauma in their life and greater nervous system regulation. So everybody has core wounds. It's just a matter of how many they have and how intense they are. So just because you are securely attached, it does not mean that there are no things to work on in terms of core wounds. So how does somebody that is securely attached communicate with other attachment styles? They are often fair, considerate, conscientious, open when communicating, good at listening to others and taking their opinions into consideration. They have no problem asserting themselves when they feel it's right. They value their own opinions and share them with others. They will speak up if there's a problem, and they want everyone to get along and be a team. They are respectful and very patient. How does a securely attached person handle conflict? They very much value working through conflict. They don't like to leave things unresolved, and they feel comfortable working through conflict. They communicate effectively, don't take things personally, less likely to be triggered in having charged events. They're good at asserting their boundaries. They don't mind being vulnerable. They can share their feelings. They can validate other person's feelings and perspectives well. They will be respectful in conflict-oriented situations. They want both parties to feel happy with the resolution that comes, and they are fair. Some of the needs of securely attached is stability, harmony, growth, connection, enjoyment, to be heard, balance, work-life balance as well, open to change, certainty, clarity, connection, and empowerment. So we've talked about boundaries and the other three styles. So it's not that they're going to be perfect in asserting their boundaries, but more consistent than the other three attachment styles. So when they are asserting their boundaries, they're respectful of themselves and others. They're clear at communicating them. They are authentic, fairly consistent at communicating boundaries, validate others' emotions and perspectives, attuned to self, take self into consideration, and they feel worthy in themselves to set boundaries. Some behavioral coping mechanisms that they display: they will speak up, see their needs through, will go to their partner to work things out, can also self-soothe well, will try to deal with things more immediately instead of putting it on the back burner, may seek external help or support from families or friends, will take time to reflect when needed. Some common expectations of securely attached is: my partner should want to resolve things. Conflict is normal, but should not be excessive. Both parties should be able to be heard, understood, and seen in a relationship. They function with some interdependence. We've talked about this before, not counterdependence and not codependence, but more interdependence. My partner and I can emotionally rely on each other. My partner and I will work through things when they're faced with challenges. Difficult moments will happen in relationships, but we will work with them. We will work as a team through them. We should have a relationship to all areas of life when with each other. So what triggers them about others is whatever is unresolved from their past. So this still happens when you're securely attached, but it's less likely to fall into a pattern category. So it's not like consistently getting anxious about things, consistently feeling abandoned or betrayed or trapped or disrespected. It's just once in a while these things will happen. They don't like disrespect, toxicity, and unfairness. This is way out of their comfort zone. So that is the end of the series of attachment styles. I hope that you have found this information valuable. I hope that you have taken the attachment style quiz and figured out which of the four that you are. And I am here to help you become more secure in your attachment style, to work through the core wounds, work through, understand your needs, being able to better communicate, be able to set boundaries, install some better coping mechanisms, and notice your emotional patterns and get more regulated in that. So I have lots of tools to help, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Tune In, Discovering Your Authentic Self. If you found this valuable, please share it with a friend, and it would mean the world to me if you left a review. I love connecting with my listeners, so please reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook at Nicole Renee Jensen.